is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. And opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Tuesday, February 11th, a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. And once again, this is C.A. Nuri. And I shall be your host for today. Aaron Green is joining me as we are going to dissect a new industry that's being launched in the Bahamas. I'm just realizing that this was in the making for over a year. Actually, in February 16th, I'm looking at the date right now, 2024, almost exactly a year ago. Let me read this headline. It reads, Ministry of Tourism Investments and Ministry of Tourism Investments and Aviation secures historic agreement with SpaceX to propel the Bahamas into the space technology frontier. I screenshotted, I'm trying to read it from my phone. I did not realize that this was a thing. So I told Aaron earlier, I want to talk about SpaceX. This seems to be big news for the Bahamas. Is there any concerns that we should be mentioning? Should we be excited now of the opportunity that this technological age and its advantages that this is going to be given to the Bahamas? And I'm kind of excited about that. I know the Minister of Tourism, is going in detail on how the Bahamas is going to benefit from it. I think that they're making deals with a number of cruise ships, number of yachting communities, where the spacecraft lands in the Bahamas and we're able to view it. So all of that, we're going to hopefully talk about it as we go into detail. And I see Aaron Green staring at me like, what? As we go in detail about what this SpaceX means to the Bahamas. And is this a different aspect of tourism? The future of tourism of the Bahamas. This is a multi-million dollar industry. I'm just excited about it in general. Let me go to Aaron Green so we can start reading some of these articles. So because a number of behemoths are not aware that SpaceX fly over us all the time, and we have an opportunity now to make some money from them flying over us, from them landing near us in general, like near our waters. So they'll be landing in our waters, and I want to know the details about that. So Bahamians, as we make decisions, as we have these negotiations, because we now have some, what's the lady name? The one who they all saying could be a space
Aisha Bo.
How they advertise
she's
it? She's a future
engineer.
She says she's a future astronaut. I'm not sure what that means.
I think that she is scheduled or slated to go into space.
Okay.
As an aeronautical or astro what do they call it? I just said
astronaut.
That's not the word.
Astrophysics. Astro what? Astronaut.
As an aeronautical engineer.
Yeah, I call it astronaut.
As a part of the team.
And I'd be in space.
She's an aeronautical engineer before she goes into space.
Okay.
But I think that will be her role on the ship, right? She'll be an engineer on the ship.
And when she goes in space, she'll be an astronaut.
She'll become an astronaut because she's going
the future Bahamian astronaut. And she's going to be on this team, which is going to be negotiating with SpaceX. And SpaceX is owned by, who's do the high Hitler thing?
Musk.
Elon Musk is going to be here negotiating with our government in terms of getting us a good deal. And I'm excited about the possibilities about that. And I just want to read these things in the record so Bahamians are aware, so Bahamians can give their opinions on these things, so we can also celebrate what exactly is happening. And why you keep on looking at me when I say celebrate, Aaron?
It's two things I want to know. What are you celebrating and how you intend on making money from this historic
From whatever event? Tax our government is able to glean from this, I'm going to celebrate.
Oh, you meant the collective we?
The we.
Because that's like a fourth participle we. Because that's like the collective we, except you don't share any of the benefits.
I may be able to get a job.
You share in the...
You don't think I might be able to get a job? When they land, they might need Count Salad afterwards. The vendors. Surely they need to come to land. And whatever island they land to, like if they come there, Exuma, Elutra, we can ship them in and have a welcome party. There's possibilities.
You're going to make your money on selling conch salad
people. We make good conch salad.
We do.
Yeah. But let's go. Let's start reading some of these articles.
All right. Articles. So let me read the titles of the articles first for people who want to follow along.
Read that one from 2024 also again, please.
The one from 2024?
Yeah.
All right, that's a Ministry of Tourism article, February 16th, 2024. Here we go. It's entitled Ministry of Tourism Investments in Aviation Secures Historic Agreement with SpaceX to Propel Bahamas into the Space Technology and Tourism Frontier. All kinds of puns. Because the first question I have to ask is this space tourism? Somehow, these people think it is. But let's continue. The Bahamas, the Ministry of Tourism, Investments, and Aviation is delighted to announce the successful negotiation and execution of a groundbreaking letter of agreement with SpaceX, that's Space Exploration Technologies Corporation, mm-hmm. marking a revolutionary leap for the Bahamas into the realm of space tourism.
Space tourism. That's where we are now.
No, that's not where we are.
No. Finish reading that.
The LOA establishes a strategic collaboration that positions the Bahamas as a global destination for witnessing booster landings.
See? Space tourism.
No.
Continue reading. Go ahead.
SpaceX, a pioneer in space exploration, is currently finalizing mission designs where one of the company's autonomous drone ships will serve as a Falcon 9 landing location east of the Exumas, offering a spectacle that will be visible only in the Bahamas. This unique opportunity sets the stage for tourists to witness awe-inspiring space events from cruise ships, resorts, and various tourist hotspots, solidifying the Bahamas' position as a key player in the emerging space tourism industry.
The key player in the emergence?
No.
No?
No. I'm going to tell you, what you was going to say so I could say no again.
No, go ahead. Okay. Finish reading.
Exclusive visibility of rocket landings on an autonomous drone ship from various Bahamian islands distinguishes this destination as the only one of its kind worldwide. Say something. No.
No? Okay. You know it's the only worldwide.
No.
Finish. Go ahead.
The respective Bahamian landings covered in the LOA will not only support SpaceX's Starlink mission, but also contribute to saving lives, enhancing first responders' capabilities, and ensuring connectivity in times of disasters. Stick a pin. So essentially, what they're trying to say is that allowing them to land the rockets here are a part of SpaceX's Starlink mission to post satellites in the sky. Mm-hmm. I presume that the government will be using Starlink as one of its communications partners. But when they say, but also contribute to saving lives, enhancing first responders' capabilities, and ensuring connectivity in times of disaster, you know what they mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we hoping that you'll have a working telephone so that you could call 911 and ask them if there's an ambulance on the island and can you send it? So you could call the fire station and say, hey, you know the 8,500 buckets you have in the closet? Mm. Could you start filling them with water and sending them down here? That's what it essentially means, right? Like, it's simply a communication system so people could call emergency services.
I'm listening.
I don't know if they have any emergency services, but at least they'll be able to call.
Finish reading that.
Quote, this letter of agreement with SpaceX marks a new era for the Bahamas. We are honored to work with SpaceX to enable their Falcon 9 rockets to safely land on an autonomous drone ship within Bahamian waters, helping to continue their rocket reusability efforts. Close quote, said Honorable I. Chester Cooper, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Tourism, Investments and Aviation.
See, my thing is they could have created this deal with any Caribbean country. but they decided to come to the Bahamas, which is near North America. Our proximity is then benefiting us. And now we are negotiating not to have them land in the Atlantic Ocean, far off from any other civilization, but land right near the Exuma Keys on this landing pad, near civilization, and we could welcome them as part of our tourism product. We have an opportunity now to No?
This is not space tourism.
What kind of tourism do you call this then?
I don't know what it is.
It's a residual type of tourism. They come in anyway.
It's not space tourism.
What is space tourism to
you? Then people go to space. Do you know that there are people right now that are organizing flights to take private citizens into space so they could just like orbit the Earth? That's space tourism.
But they got to land someplace.
They're not landing here.
Well, we just read it just now. They landed the Exuma.
Autonomous. They're sending Falcon 9 rockets. And the rocket boosters that detached from the rocket are going to return to Earth and land on autonomous ships with pads. Autonomous, like drone ships, not manned by any human.
Wait, no humans will be on the landing, people?
No.
Finish reading this thing, man.
We continue to read from the Ministry of Tourism's article, February 16th, 2024. Quote, simultaneously through Starlink's high-speed internet from space, this agreement opens doors to unprecedented opportunities for our citizens, fostering long-term advantages for education, emergency response, and innovation, close quotes, Cooper said.
See, that's good.
You want me to read it again? For
read
you,
again.
Sir?
Yeah, read it again.
Simultaneously through Starlink's high-speed internet from space. You know, the same Starlink they are offering in Nassau now, mm-hmm. and the same Starlink that was available to some family island businesses and the government from 2019?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're talking about. It's internet. That's it. It's internet.
We could expand the internet.
Okay. How long has Cable Bahamas been in the country?
These people... 30-odd, yes.
And what was one of their initial and primary promises?
To make sure every family island has internet access.
Right. And so Starlink is doing what?
Making sure every family island has internet access.
Okay, then.
Because some people don't have it.
Okay, then. That's all. I just wanted to know what we'd be celebrating?
Access.
To what? Things we were already supposed to have? Okay.
Continuing.
Quote, the Bahamian government aims to utilize this partnership for economic growth, job creation, and enhanced educational opportunities, close quotes. In tandem with the LOA, SpaceX has committed to supporting the creation of a space installation or exhibit showcasing recognizable hardware and a SpaceX spacesuit. This exhibit, the only one outside of the United States, is expected to draw significant attention and attendance from both Bahamian citizens and international tourists.
A new tour. Cruise ships complain that we don't have enough attractions, and now someone's going to develop a new tour.
Where will the exhibit be installed? Will it be installed in Exuma, the island with the greatest proximity to the project, where no cruise ships go? Continue. In addition to potential revenue growth, the Bahamas has secured Starlink internet connectivity at multiple locations across the family island.
Go ahead.
Listen, in addition to potential revenue growth, the Bahamas, mm-hmm. not the Bahamian government, the Bahamas has secured Starlink internet connectivity at multiple locations across the family islands. So would you know, it's like private citizens, they have a Starlink service.
Yeah.
These terminals, specifically designated for schools lacking sufficient internet capacity, will also bolster the capabilities and operations of first responders in the area.
So our government is facilitating official use, government use of Starlink at various government agencies, including schools and offices and emergency vehicles. That's why I read all that. This is the deal we're getting from this negotiating. We're going to get access to Starlink. Some kind of, discount, maybe?
SpaceX's commitment to educational outreach through STEM and space-focused presentations on a quarterly basis will leave a lasting impact on the growth of STEM education in the Bahamas, providing invaluable opportunities for students and teachers. How are they going to replicate this experience or this opportunity throughout the archipelago, Mr. Nuri? Aisha Bowe, former NASA rocket scientist and STEM board founder and CEO, played a significant role in this achievement. In 2024, she is set to become an astronaut, making her as the first Bahamian in space. Her inspiring journey, shared globally through interviews, presentations, and a documentary, aligns with the Bahamas' vision for innovation and education. In collaboration with SpaceX over the past 15 months, Bowe's expertise and STEM board's contributions were integral in outlining procedures for space operations in Bahamian territory. Cooper expressed the government's commitment to expanding impact beyond tourism. Quote, the Bahamas is poised to embrace its newfound role in the global space industry.
Mm. I see you looking at me. What do you want me to say?
I don't know if there's anything to be said, Mr. Nguyen. Marking a pivotal moment in the nation's history, we look forward to a future where the Bahamas stands proudly as a trailblazer in space tourism and technology.
See? Trailblazer in space tourism. Only you want to know. Continue reading.
In space tourism and technology, in line with our blueprint for change and our Innovate 242 initiative, close quotes, he said. End of article.
I believe this generates possibilities for the Bahamas.
I would prefer to read that from another source. It's like, I don't expect the Ministry of Tourism to release a press release about its own activity and within it to be critical engagement of the issues. In all of what I've read so far, there's been no explicit and substantive engagement or speech about environmental concerns and what you call the protocols in case there is an environmental disaster, in case there's an issue with the landing. For instance, you referenced earlier in your commentary that, look, we should be happy. It's in the Exuma waters. They could have done it in the Atlantic Ocean.
Yes.
It's here and there, civilization, where we could see it. They could have done it in the Atlantic Ocean where there's nobody about. I would have thought that that was the most important, like that was the decision to, because the barges that the boosters are going to land on are autonomous. They're drone barges. They're not putting people on those barges, right? Why are they not putting it in the landing in the Atlantic Ocean, right? But we, the Bahamas, make ourselves available as a base.
So
you could launch your boats from the Exumas to go out to your autonomous drone site in the Atlantic Ocean, far away from civilization. What happens if one of the boosters misses the drone ship?
We've had a number of environmentalists, at least local environmentalists, I think there's an article on that, who raise questions about it. Mm-hmm. Let's put the questions of what their concerns on the record. So like I said, for the Bahamian people to understand what is happening. And so we all will conclude whether this is good for the Bahamas and whether we should celebrate. But let's go. I still think it's an opportunity, Aaron. You keep on looking at me, that sinister look, that sly look.
It is an opportunity, Mr. Nguyen. It is absolutely an opportunity. I have no problem with that.
Good.
The question is, are we launching into an opportunity of this nature without ensuring that we have protocols in place, we have legislation in place, we have agreements from supranational agencies that in case of an accident. For instance, we just had a 7.6 magnitude earthquake just below Cayman Islands, mm-hmm. and there was a tsunami warning.
Yes.
What happens if a booster misses the ship? I mean, is there a risk of a tsunami if there is an accident or mishap with the landing?
Okay, let's read what the...
All right, so rocket landing igniting controversy, Friday, the 7th of February, Nassau Tribune. Environmentalist Joe Darvall has reiterated his reservations regarding the upcoming landing of a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket booster in Bahamian waters, scheduled for February 17th, off the coast of the Exumas. Mr. Darvall, who has previously expressed similar concerns, highlighted the need for transparency and caution regarding the event's potential environmental impact. He raised concerns about possible harm to wildlife, particularly birds, and emphasized that the public must be informed of any risks. While he does not oppose the event, Mr. Darvall cautioned careful consideration of the landing site and any potential vibrations or disruptions that could occur. Quote, I would want to reiterate the same concerns. I know we have had spacecrafts landed before in our territory, and that has been basically in the ocean. I don't think they're aiming to land it on any hard ground, but in the water. From what has happened in the past, when they landed in the ocean in Bahamian territory, there hasn't been any catastrophic results. And so the same type of caution that has been taken in the past should definitely be exercised now. Close quotes, he told the Tribune. He also referenced a recent incident involving debris from a rocket launch landing in Turks and Caicos waters, saying, quote, with all of the scientific mechanisms they have and all of the guided assistance, they should know by now to guide it into water off of land. If it lands on land, it will create some damage. But if it lands on water, the impact will be minimal, though it might affect marine life in the specific area, close quotes. And full stop right there. So can anybody tell us clearly that the area described that has been identified and authorized to be used for the housing of the autonomous barge and for the rocket landing, what's the proximity to the Exuma National Park?
So far we know it's going to be east of the Exuma Keys.
Yeah.
So that's more like a broad water. I think that's not the tongue of the ocean. I think that's Great Bahama Bank, if I remember correctly.
I think so, maybe.
It's a broad water. I'm not sure if they have designated a particular area as yet, but we're still in negotiations. Mm-hmm. And so this is where the future astronaut lady will be able to...
Aisha Bo.
I keep forgetting her name. Forgive me. Miss Bo. Will hopefully give insight on what we should be looking for. I'm assuming that we should have environmentalists, especially marine environmentalists, as a part of the team, and plus international negotiator who know about space tech. I'm not sure if the Bahamas have persons who are familiar with the jargons and the legalities of it. But I'm assuming that a team is going to be instituted. But my question is, should this team be made public? Should we have a list of the people and call them by name so the Bahamian people be advised, or are the names of the people who will be negotiating on our behalf?
I think so, but here is from the third article I'm going to read from SpaceX's historic booster landing in Bahamas set for February 17th. The article reads, that's Chester Cooper, added that the delegation overseeing the launch includes senior representatives from the Royal Bahamas Defense Force, the Bahamas Air Navigation Services Authority, the Department of Environmental Planning and Protection, and the Port Department. So those are the agencies that will be represented.
I know if I'm comfortable.
This collaboration between Bahamian officials and SpaceX, I see what... It's a collaboration between Bahamian officials and SpaceX. The language is very clear here, but let me continue. The collaboration between Bahamian officials and SpaceX positions the Bahamas as a key player in the growing space tourism industry, with 20 scheduled landings to take place in Bahamian waters on autonomous drone ships.
20 space landings. Oh, so we already decided that they come in.
Oh, they've already made that decision without talking to the Bahamian people.
They're talking to us now. Let's go to this caller and let's discuss that too.
Because I could have sworn I just read the collaboration between Bahamian officials and SpaceX.
Let's go to the caller and we come back to interrogate that.
So you're calling him DPM. As soon as y'all start calling him Astronaut Cooper, then I'm going to change my life from Christ.
Minister of Tourism Cooper. That's what we call him at
once. You don't call him DPM Cooper.
But not in this conversation. We talk about
they
tourism.
Did, though.
This
I want
is
you to
space
know
tourism.
They have referenced him straight throughout.
That's the paper. Go ahead, Carlo.
Hey, good day, CA, and good day, Aaron.
Morning, sir.
Morning.
My concerns are just like both of you all want. I have some serious concerns. It's not that Elon Musk and Ing got the trillions and gazillions of dollars where they could pay us, you know, to do this. My concern ain't too much of the areas which you are concerned of either, because that rocket actually will be landing on a pad. It won't splash down in the water. My problem, my biggest concern is who negotiated this deal for us. That's my biggest concern. They done gone negotiate this deal without telling the Bahamian people, and 2-1, they're asking for pittance. And not zillions. That's my biggest problem, my concern. We don't know nothing.
But we are in the process of negotiation now. We have Aisha Bo, right?
They done negotiated, sir.
No, we didn't negotiate
we
that.
We need to find, what all do we know so far?
Nothing.
What is in these articles is what we know so far. I do have OPM downplays SpaceX environmental concerns. I do have another article we could read from SpaceX makes deal with the Bahamas over rocket landings. But you're going to get some STEM programs, and you're going to get a little exhibit with a spacesuit.
I want to hear about the STEM programs.
And then you're going to get internet.
Exactly.
Internet is good.
We already have internet, Nuri.
Oh, God.
What they should have done, they should have, this the time you really need professional consultant. They always get these consultant this and consultant that. This the time we really, really, really need it. Some expert professional consultant. Thanks for taking
it. No, before you go, Marvin, name me three things that you were concerned about. What are you concerned about as a citizen? Marvin Gorney. Okay,
yeah,
Marvin Gorney.
We lost him. Okay, listen, Yuri, that's why I paused. Like I had a reflexive response, a quotation from SpaceX historic booster landing. Quote, the collaboration between Bahamian officials and SpaceX. See? So here's what the thing is, right? Mm-hmm. Bahamian officials and SpaceX. The Bahamas government has a relationship with Cable Bahamas. The Bahamas government has a relationship with Alive. The Bahamas government has a relationship with BTC and Flow, right?
Yes, we invested inside them.
We have relationship with all of them. All of them, in one form or another, have committed to providing services in the Family Islands.
Mm.
Why is that? Why are you presenting Starlink could provide internet in the Family Islands as something to celebrate? Like you won some big bonus off of this negotiation. You could have just held your partners to account. You could have just held them to what they committed themselves to, and you would have had internet in the Family Islands. So let's get to the Family Islands. Who will internet in the Family Islands serve most? What is the relationship between, like Chester Cooper say, between Bahamian officials and SpaceX? Will the Bahamas government, will government agencies get free internet from Starlink, but will the residents of the island have to pay a fee to use the same Starlink? And what did you get in return? Because it can't be internet, some STEM programs, and a space exhibition.
Let's go to this caller, and I want to hear about the STEM programs, because I wanted us to detail what are we getting.
And then you got a lot of text here.
What are we getting? Yeah, what are we getting from this from this agreement? Apparently, we already negotiated. They state what they want, and we state what we need. So I want to know what the list is. Let's go to this caller so right. We can explain that. Because I want to hear about the STEM program. You haven't read anything about that. Go ahead. When you call STEM program, I think of the guy who owned that thing in Life of Key, the Canadian STEM program.
Oh, the stem cell therapy.
That the same thing?
This STEM is science, technology, see? Education, and
that's
math.
STEM. Oh, interesting. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, yeah. Engineering and math.
Yeah.
Hello, how are you?
Doing well.
Good, sir.
Good. Yes, my name is William Hume from Grand Bahama. Yeah, how do we know that whatever is falling in the water is not polluting our water? How do we prove that it's not polluting our water?
Well, we have the environmentalists who are supposed to be on this board, and their job now is to protect the Bahamas.
So you're saying that they will present proof that this is not...
No, he didn't say that. He didn't say that. I'm sure he didn't say that. I just thank you for that.
But we do need proof, right?
I think we need proof.
Shouldn't we have proof?
I believe we should have proof, sir.
Because what I'm saying is the water around the United States, if the body of water is massive, so why can't it happen over there?
And I hear you, you know. But imagine the possibilities if we get it here. We negotiating for us to benefit.
That's true, too.
We lobbying for us to get some benefits, some monies from this. And I'm just trying to find out what kind of monies we can get.
I agree with that, but my concern is proof, because the strongest asset we have is our... marine life.
Marine territory.
Okay.
And that
marine territory. I mean, the strongest. And we know that it can last forever if we protect it. But if we don't protect it, then where do we go from there?
I appreciate you, Colonel. It is reasonable. And now we need to put these questions to our authorities to for them to explain. But thanks very much. And thanks for calling from the family end too.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, caller.
I was thinking of stem cell, but now you're talking stem, like the science and technology.
Engineering and math.
They call it STEM now.
Well, they add art. So it's science, technology, engineering, arts, and math.
Yeah. So that's what... Okay. What are they saying about STEM?
Okay. So we're going to read from the article, Rocket Landing Igniting Controversy. According to the Ministry of Tourism, Investments, and Aviation, the partnership includes 20 scheduled rocket booster landings in Bahamian waters and is expected to provide economic opportunities, advancement in STEM education.
Okay, that's two.
And improved internet connectivity through SpaceX's Starlink program.
That, I see why you asked the questions about that, because what does that mean? Does that mean that we're replacing the ones we have now? Or this is an addition? Go ahead. Finish read. Go ahead.
That's it.
That's our benefit?
That's it.
Are they renting space? Like, say, well, this space you're going to use, we're going to get $1 million.
Are they renting the seabed? Like, are they renting the ocean?
Like, that part of the ocean. No? Any mention about renting?
No.
So we get STEM.
Hold on. Let me continue. SpaceX is also committed to several community initiatives.
There you go.
Including STEM education programs and a space exhibit featuring SpaceX hardware and a spacesuit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, here's my thing. Okay. The potential is there, Nuri.
Yes, I see the potential is there.
The potential is there.
Yes.
The question is, what are we asking for?
I want money. I want a good insurance plan to make in case something goes wrong.
I want a well-developed environmental disaster recovery mitigation program with all of the steps, all of the American and global agencies that SpaceX brings to the partnership to assist with recovery if necessary. I want to see a detailed list of monies to be paid out. You know, did the project require EIA? Did this require an environmental impact assessment?
But they already said there was minimal damage before when these type things.
No, they didn't say that.
No?
The environmentalist said that.
Okay.
I just saying.
Let's go to the corner
and then
here.
And we get a lot of text.
And let's go to the text and let's go.
I got one more thing to read.
Yeah, please. Go ahead, caller.
CA.
Yeah.
GNN, yeah, you wanted to ask me something.
I want to know what you're concerned about. What exactly are you concerned about?
Only two things I'm really concerned about. That's who negotiated this deal, when we could have probably gotten some Indian consultants. We could have used the money for that. Professionals in this field. And the fact that once the area is safe, it's supposed to land on a platform, bring itself down on the platform. So my concern ain't too much about the water itself and the surrounding area, but the negotiation, who do that? What, like y'all say, what we get out of this deal? Because Elon Musk ain't get no little bit of money.
He could afford to pay.
And then who is
trillions of dollars, man? That man trying to colonize Mars, you know.
Look where you going.
You're trying to colonize the Earth. You heard you worried about Mars.
Thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Carl. Let me read through some text. Before we celebrate space tourism, can we get an update on the collection of revenue of our airspace for regular planes? Because that's a big leap in aerodynamics. You know, they say you can't run before you walk. Mm. You know, we have gone from the outhouse to the executive bathroom. Like, we miss all the steps in between. Here's another text. Great show as usual. Brave should tell SpaceX the only way they could land in the Bahamas is if they play KB song Cuckoo Soup. The only reason they are here because they can't land in the U.S. When CA said new industry, I thought he was about to talk about the new prison work industry MP Bell mentioned. Boy, look here.
I just saw that.
The prison industrial complex expands, eh?
I want to know if they're paying the prisoners, but that's okay.
Lawyers, just in case you didn't have enough work, prisoners have rights too.
I can come back to that even in the immediate
maybe
future.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
But this SpaceX thing is scary. Why the Bahamas? Y'all know how anything goes. You know how anything goes here. Oh, y'all know how anything goes, we are. They're trying to say, like, that's our attitude. Mm-hmm. Why the Bahamas? Why the Bahamas? We need to know because I don't...
Because it's close proximity to the United
trust
States.
Trust Elon. But he said he looked like a curly-tailed lizard.
Oh, God.
Let me say that. But I say that. I paraphrase it. I had to paraphrase it, Dexter. Here's another one. Morning, Aaron and CA. Why did SpaceX choose us? Are we that cheap? There's something behind this.
We are very circumspect for people as a nation.
So watch this. I would have thought it's the massive expanse of water, but with proximity to land,
yes.
Right? So I was reading this article.
Okay, get an article right up. Let's get this caller, and then so you can read the article. Let's make it quick so Eric can start this article so you can know what we're talking about, caller. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, you know, Ms. Green and Nui, I'll make it quick. Yeah, my concerns. The fact that even though they're saying that viruses can be abiotic, and the fact that they can bring back viruses, you know, during the pandemic, I was doing a lot of reading. And I found out that this is one of the excuses they're saying that viruses can come back. I'm not even talking about, can you get Aisha Bo? I hope she's my cousin from Exumo because that's the Bo's, right? But I'm not proud of space travel. I'm not amused, intrigued by space travel. SpaceX, what's next? And so the reason I'm saying that the Negro can be promised anything, right? Can be sold any dream. So, of course, we have environmental concerns because as capitalism stands, they don't tell you nothing until you find out something. So you would be in ignorance until you find out the truth. So maybe while they are at it, can we talk about carbon credits? I know that the rocket fuel is mixed with liquid oxygen, so hence I wouldn't be able to use the 8.8 calculation as the relief to carbon CO2 emissions. So let them find out how much carbon dioxide these things are burning as they move through space. And so it's all a farce. Are they paying us for the carbon credits? And the fact that in the United States themselves, they have something they call the Logan Act, in which when they sit down with non-governmental international trans companies, they don't discuss the people's business without public input or oversight, all right? So they're sitting down at these tables, and to us, they'll run a fable. And so that is my basic concern. We don't know what's going on with their deals, and that's just the way it is. And the fact that you don't have public consultation, it shows that you have contempt for the public. Everybody's a dummy. I'm not going to worship a scientist. During the pandemic, I had a scientist come on the eye-open and told me that the mRNA vaccine didn't alter DNA. Yet still, years later, Dr. Moby and Saeed is on personalized medical education, explaining to you in detail how it does cause DNA malfunction and alter DNA. So we have reached and have learned it from the pandemic. Don't put trust, blind trust in professionals' mind. Use your own brain.
Okay. Let's go through these last articles, Aaron, to put it on the record. So the Bahamian people will understand what's happening. Apparently, we already finished negotiating, right? Now we're trying to find out exactly what did we get. Apparently, we get some steam benefits in terms of they teaching in schools and giving opportunities for Bahamians.
They told you they're teaching in schools?
What did they say, though?
Opportunities. Yeah, it was very clear, Mr. Newry. It's opportunities.
And then we get access to internet.
Yeah. Advancements in STEM education. And then
that's
article.
Teaching. That's what I said. UB and primary schools and high schools will get access to new STEM education. Maybe some after-school clubs and groups. What else?
Which is not in school. It's after school.
Yeah.
It would mean adjustment to the curriculum.
Yeah.
It's a whole... Like, it's there's nice words to say. They're very pretty. They're poetic. And they're smooth. They resonate. But the question is, how do you actualize that?
Hmm.
How do you realize that? I just wanted to read this quick thing,
yeah.
Headline, SpaceX, and then we get back to the text because you get lots of text. SpaceX makes deal with the Bahamas over rocket landings. This is an article from a publication called Caribbean Life. I wanted to read it for something the caller before 52 said, right? And we were talking about the why here in the Bahamas, why not in the Atlantic, why right in a broader space. The article reads, while Antigua is demanding the payment of taxes from Elon Musk's SpaceX, and Belize is limiting its expansion, officials announced this week that the Bahamas, a fellow CARICOM nation, will allow a returning rocket to land off its coast on February 17th. This is the sentence here.
Mm-hmm.
The mini archipelago just off Florida is getting ready to make aviation space history. When did we become a mini archipelago?
They minimizing us.
Why my Caribbean people talking about us
shade,
like this?
It's shade.
I just, maybe I'm incorrect. We're the bigger archipelago in the whole region than us.
They sharing shade.
I mean, I appreciate it. Like, maybe they're trying to be helpful.
Okay.
Maybe they tried.
Definitely suggestion. Say we have issues with them, but y'all believe y'all could do other things. But go ahead.
Yeah, I mean that's what I because I have another question here. Like Musk.
I like
we
Musk.
We work. Use man, you like the cologne. The all cologne, all yeah. Man cologne have that muskiness to it. I get that. Yeah. That ain't what I talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I talking about Musk. You know, Elon the Roman Musk.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just saying. So there's a text, Aaron, do you know that some Native American slaves welcomed white people who came bringing gifts but was later slaughtered and killed out in America? Let me rephrase that for you for the Ministry of Education BGCSE exam. Do you know that some Native Americans that were enslaved by Europeans who came bringing gifts were then slaughtered and killed?
That happened in Africa, too.
Yeah.
But I think the correct quote is be careful of Greeks bearing gifts. It's not Roman time, but the horse, the Trojan horse. Yeah.
Oh, the bay. What his name was?
That's a Trojan horse.
No, it was Helen of Troy, but what the bay name was? Archimedes, the one? That's him?
No, one of them.
Achilles.
But he was fighting the next son, Paris. Paris was the one who wanted to date Helen and the younger brother.
That's of course it's a war. It's a, but Paris is a girl's name. What you all dealing with?
It was real back then.
I just saying that could figure why people was rowing. Mm-hmm. Good morning. I hope when Aisha Bo goes into space, she'll be taking rake and scrape. Producer to text to say, please play
Behemoth in Space.
That song by KB. That's one of my favorites. KB said, look here, we bring all them little roach to the moon. Aaron, you smart. You know we are in problems. Tell all Bahamians, forget about reliable, constant service at an affordable price. Once the government is involved, the fees will skyrocket and it will no longer be able to afford it. It was great while it lasted. See, because here's my thing, Nuri. Again, when I read that quote from Cooper, when he said, the collaboration between Bahamian officials and SpaceX. Like, why do you use that language? Surely the collaboration is with the Bahamas and SpaceX. Mm-hmm. Surely the Bahamas is going to benefit from what you have negotiated, right, with SpaceX. Just that language suggests to me that the government is going to benefit.
I just want more public consultation with it. I need to hear what else we get.
All right.
Here's I still believe we should get some money.
Here's another text. We don't have a fire engine to respond to an accident from SpaceX. If a building is damaged by a missile or by shrapnel, says, I pray SpaceX isn't another FTX. Another text, wow, this is giving me flashbacks from when we were almost going to get LNG. Looks like we're about to shoot ourselves in the foot again. Another text. Ooh. Oh, wow. Texter. Do you know exactly what tasks Ms. Bo performed at NASA? I'm not able to determine. The references to her work are vague. I see her listed as a liaison to a college tour program, but can't determine if of what portion of her career that covered. Then there's a reference to constructing algorithms for air traffic controls. Well, all they have to say is constructing algorithms. I don't know if you all know how hard that is. Mm. Was she on a team? What was her specific role on that team? Was she assisting or was she leading? This is all very vague. I don't know. I think it would be great to know. Like, let's build a proper profile for Ms. Bo so we could celebrate her properly because we're celebrating her.
Could get some pictures of what her doing work.
Possibly, that too, right? But yeah, we can celebrate her. Let's celebrate her properly. Let's outlay what she's done. A text says, I'm also shaky on Musk. Yesterday, a caller phoned in to congratulate Trump Musk for their fight against the woke AI people who want to replace people with machines. But the reality is far different. Musk was a part of the team who started OpenAI ChatGPT. He was pushed out at some point due to an internal disagreement. He later publicly launched a lawsuit complaining that OpenAI had, quote, lost its nonprofit objective and was pushing in a for-profit strategic direction, close quotes. Then internal memos came out showing Musk pushing the company to develop more revenue-generating strategies. Post-email reveal, Musk dropped his lawsuit. This week it was announced Musk had launched a bid to buy OpenAI's parent company. To that Trump caller, please read, Musk wants to spearhead AI technology, not fight for humans to keep jobs, and what Musk wants is what Trump speaks. Woo! Another text, we had these same quote, great opportunities, close quotes, excitement when home porting was announced. COVID wanted, and they were gone. Then Sam showed up with 34 FTX billions. He in jail for fraud now. Then we had the Titan deep sea explorer claiming to be linked to the University of the Bahamas. How exciting. The Titan blew up dramatically. We have to stop this white people coming starry-eyed gold rush tail-chasing initiatives.
Your conspiracy theorists.
Here's another text. Remember the Trojan horse? They send that before you tell me that.
Yeah.
Aaron, this initiative is a good boon for the Bahamas and Exuma, but I wouldn't be surprised if I see the tourism minister riding around in Teslas. Make sure them ministers declare their assets, Aaron.
Okay.
Text, you can continue to round me about that text.
I just say Teslas. Oh, I just catch what the text is trying to imply. We're going to take this quick break. We're going to take this quick break. When we come back, we're going to read this this live read about Click Victory Fest. All right, we're going to talk about that. But right now, we're talking about opportunities. Opportunities, I say speak sex, we take advantage of it. We say STEM, what else are we saying again? STEM
A space
classes.
Exhibit.
A space exhibit.
I'm for that because I have some aliens.
Yeah.
Go to the break.
Yes.
I speak too soon. Go to the break.
Got it, Radio AM. We'll be right back.
They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Alpha Sounds Promotion presents Back to Love, an unforgettable evening of smooth R&B vibes and cherished memories. Join us at the Nassau Cruise Port on Saturday, February 15th for a spectacular all-white affair featuring live performances by soul sensations, Freddie Jackson.
Hey everybody, it's Freddie Jackson. I'm coming to Nassau, Bahamas, and we are looking forward to the night of love.
Also performing Regina Bell. Also featuring Bahamas' very own Essence Band, Back to Love, Saturday, February 15th.
It's a spectacular all-white affair
at the Nassau Cruise Port. Get tickets online, bahamasetickets.com, Plantation Bar and Grill, Big Boys Cafe, and Tropics Bar and Grill.
For more info, contact 822-6863.
And I hope to see you there.
Make it like it was.
It's the lottery of love that everybody wins.
I love you.
Everybody Wins is giving away over 100,000 in cash prizes in the Lottery of Love.
I love you.
All February long, every $20 spent, you'll receive a raffle ticket. The more you spend, the more chances to win. And you could be among the 30 winners randomly selected on February 28th to win $10, $20, or even $30,000.
I love you.
It's the Lottery of Love at Everybody Wins. Remember to game responsibly and get ready to win.
I been up at Pinda and I meet him in his showroom. I say, Pinda, I just come out of a showroom in Portugal and let me tell you something, them showroom and selection ain't got nothing on yours. Man, I like this stock of porcelain, this ceramic tile you got here. What I really like is the range of sizes that come in, 8x48, 12x24, 24x24. And what I really, really like, more than the things I really like, is the price. From $275 a square foot to $494 a square foot and all in between. You can't beat that. Not even with a 2x4 from Enterprises.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. I'd like to thank Click for working with me during this. Watch, looking at Dwight as I read this. Right? Click, the Bay of the Bahamas invites you to Victory Fest 2025. Join us Saturday, March 1st at Smuggler Square for an epic epic celebration on the 2024 Boxing Day and the 2025 New Year's Day Jalkanoo winners, the Saxon Superstars. The Jalkanoo season may be over, but the celebration is just getting started. Enjoy music by Playhouse DJs, Lil Giant, and DJ Tank, and performing live, Fanshawe and D-Mac. You like Fanshawe?
Listen, I like Fanshawe, I like D-Mac, and I like Click Radler. Since you were asking.
Yeah, which is your favorite Click Radler?
All.
All?
Yeah, they ride in my speed.
The wife like that mango one.
Don't let the wife know we're having this conversation.
I just said she liked the mango one.
I like the mango one too.
Yeah. So let's celebrate four straight Jalkanoo winners, Saxon Superstars.
They got guava. I think their two newest Radler flavors are lychee and strawberry.
Is that lychee?
I call it lychee.
Yeah, okay.
You call it whenever you buy it, I can call it whatever you call it.
It could be March 1. That's when they're having the celebration. That's
when you buying it for me.
I can bring you some Radlers. You can't drink it on the job, though.
No, I can't drink it till I get home.
Yeah. Or you won't share.
No. That's why I got to wait till I get home. I don't want to share.
Do you drink Radlers before you drive?
No.
Oh, yeah. But Radlers didn't have no real rum in it, though.
It have enough for me.
Okay. You like that?
Definitely. Okay. Definitely. Yeah. So always remember, drink responsibly, bae.
Yes. Thank you very much, Click. I'm going to this on March 1st. Okay. I want to know the benefits. We finished reading all the articles because few behemoths knew that we negotiated everything already.
I think one more article to read into the record very quickly. OPM downplays SpaceX environmental concerns.
Go ahead.
Office of the PM, Acting Press Secretary Keishla Adley downplayed concerns expressed by some over the potential impact to the environment. Adley said that while she had not personally heard the questions raised by those concerns, it represents a unique opportunity for the Bahamas. It's essentially it. Bang. Here is another article. When we talk about benefits and positives, Mr. Newry, publicity, biggest lift off from SpaceX's landing. A senior family island hotelier said TV coverage and associated publicity will likely be the biggest liftoff, the biggest benefit.
Yes, and we have 12 different launches or landings.
19 after this one. So 20 in total. Right. And so the benefit is for those tourism experience or shore excursion experience providers, mm-hmm. right? Can they organize quickly tours and events that align with the landings, right? You have a pre-landing, we go out and we go for a swim, then we post off in the water at a safe distance to watch the vibe, and then we go back and we do a food or outdoor grill kind of vibe. But it's important for the ministry to understand that they need to provide access to information for vendors for them to be able to create economic opportunities to extract or derive revenue from these events.
And we need to find out ways on how we can get those people on cruise ships, those people who are yachting, off of their yachts to come on land. So we can say, hey.
So we could have an activity to commemorate what we're watching, and they could participate culturally and economically.
I said we need to have an alien theme.
Yes, I mean, and what are the dates throughout the years? Ghost stories, all my storytellers, now is the time. Even if you're just creating tapes, audio recordings of Bahamian ghost stories, so a boat charter or somebody could pick it up and play it on the day when they're entertaining their guests, the tourist guests, and have that available as a part of the experience.
Long and short, despite all of the questions we do have, it has opportunity, possibilities for the Bahamas. And now we need to interrogate what all the possibilities and then demand of our leaders, what's the concern, so everything can be explained to
us. If I was one of these musician unions, I would start organizing a project now, say, hey, y'all, let us create an album for this specific experience, so we could sell it to the cruise ships, we could sell it to the port, we could sell it to all the charter association to give to their guests, so they got the right Bahamian space theme, spooky theme, new music, old music.
Perhaps Ministry of Tourism can orchestrate a competition, music competition, and say we need a theme. A reconscript.
We need an album of Bahamian music. Could be all genres of music, mm-hmm. right? Once it's Bahamian artists, space themed, alien themed, spooky themed, whatever theme, monsters of the sea theme, but make sure it's available to sell and put in tourists' hands to enhance the experience that they're going to have.
Do you know, I read a book where Christopher Columbus thought he saw aliens when he came to the Bahamas. He saw some bright light came out of the ocean, fly up and flew across the... It's inside his journal, actually. Mm-hmm. Flew against the Niño.
First story in the book, first song on the album.
Yeah. Anyway, this has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Thank you very much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com. And the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.